Wonderful. I must tell you that I enjoy this immensely, and Baruch Hashem, there's a lot to do, and I regard these moments as respites from a very difficult schedule. The sefer that I mentioned last time, which is called B'Sairosa Yege, which is in four volumes by Rav Falk, is an extraordinary work because he really did a tremendous yeoman's effort to put together a massive amount, Rav David Falk. I don't know him personally, but suffice it to say that there's nothing that I'm going to say today that isn't straight out of that sefer. The topic that we are focusing on is going to take a while, much longer than I thought. But the question here is the following. The theme of today's shiur is the following. You have a fundamental principle in Limud HaTorah. Now, you can't just sit and learn, and because you're saying, Oisik b'mitzvah, potem min ha-mitzvah, I'm not going to do anything. Because that's, it's almost self-evident that that contradicts the entire concept of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is Lumud Alamed Lishma V'Lasais. You know, there is no question about it. And as much as we speak about Torah Lishma and Torah for its own sake, and so on and so forth, but ultimately the idea that a person is going to be learning, and in that sense connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the exclusion of mitzvahs, does not exist in Yiddishkeit b'chol. The principle is elucidated, and the halacha puts its stamp of approval on the following yesod. The yesod is mitzvah she'i efshar lasos al yedei acherim. It's something that someone else cannot do. I efshar lasos al yedei acherim. And it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. You are mechuyev to do it. So then you have to go ahead and do it. And you cannot say, I'm sorry, I'm busy learning, and learning is more important, or you cannot say, I'm sorry, I'm learning, and learning is a mitzvah, oisik b'mitzvah, potem min ha-mitzvah. So, that's a principle that's quite clear. What's very not clear are some of the subtleties. You know, the expression, the devil is in the details. There are so many issues that come up that question not the principle, but the application of the principle. For example, what if it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but a mitzvah kiyumis? Meaning, in other words, you can do it and you will get schar for it, but you're not obligated to do it. So does Talmud Torah take precedence and you simply don't do that mitzvah? Or no? Then there's the question, what is the taich efshalasas ayyidei acherim? Now, what happens if there's an enhanced aspect to the mitzvah if you do it? You know, we have a principle, mitzvah bo yoseh mibishluchai. So the mitzvah can be done by someone else. But if he does it, there's a greater connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a greater appreciation of mitzvahs. Mitzvah bo yoseh mibishluchai. Can a person be mevatel Torah for that mitzvah by yosem b'shluchay increment, with that differential? Someone else could do it, but if you do it, it's better. Is there a concept that since if you do it, it's better, then you are entitled to do it and stop learning while you are doing it? So this is incredible, and the efshalasa de acherim runs the entire gamut. It runs across basically all mitzvahs of chesed. Yavoy esameis achnasas kala, simchas chosim v'kala, included achnasas kala, that's part of achnasas kala. Preparing for Shabbos. Now, preparing for Shabbos might be different. There's a very big question. You know, the Gemara brings preparing for Shabbos as a raya in Maseches Kedushin, the beginning of Ayish Mekadesh, as a raya to the principle of mitzvah b'yosem b'shluchai. And that's really problematic. Why is it problematic? Because mitzvah b'yosem b'shluchai means there's certain reasons why you should do it more, but someone else can do it just as well. The example by Kiddushin, if someone else does it for you, then you don't know who you're marrying. So Shema Tizgan Olav. So let me ask you the following question. Would you say Mitzvah Bo Yosim B'Shluchah if he knows the girl already? In other words, the only difference, Gemara says, if he doesn't know the girl and somebody else is going to be Mekadosh her, and then he'll discover that he doesn't like her looks or whatever it is, and he's married to her. But Torah Amra, and the Torah says, V'ahavta l'racha kamaycha. It'll be a constant ribungin of, there's no V'ahavta l'racha kamaycha. Okay? So that's if he doesn't know the girl. What if he knows her? But the actual Maisa Kedushin, he sent a shaliach. And Pashtus, you would still say Mitzvah b'yosim b'shluchai, simply because there is an inyan to do a mitzvah yourself. It is a mitzvah. It's the beginnings of the mitzvah period of Arivya. And there's an inyan to do a mitzvah yourself. It's more choshuv. It's more, shows more respect to the mitzvah. But on the other hand, if you're learning and you know the girl, maybe that you can send a shuliach to do the Maisa Kedusha. I have never in my life, and I don't think any of you have ever in your life seen a Maisa Kedusha al Yedei Shaliach. But the Gemara is full of it, certainly in theory. Now, Shabbos, however, is different, and I'll explain to you why. What's the notion that he was Malach Shibuta and all the other things that the Gemara mentions, Sayyim Asachas Shabbos and Sayyim Asachas Kedushin? They did certain things themselves. The answer is because if you want to show kavod, there's an inyan of kavod ve'oinek. The Vilna Gaon says kavod is lifnei Shabbos, oinek is on Shabbos. Kavod is also on Shabbos too, but kavod be'ikar is lifnei Shabbos. In the preparation for Shabbos, you show your respect for Shabbos. The karasa l'Shabbos oinek l'kadosh Hashem mechubad v'chibadetai. So there's a chiyuv to be mechabed Shabbos. And that's midivrei Seifrim. The Rambam says, in the beginning of the 30th perek of Hilchas Shabbos, arba mitzvos nemru b'Shabbos, shnai midivrei Torah, shnai midivrei Seifrim, v'hei mefuroshim al yedei ha-neviyim. And those are mefuroshim al yedei ha-neviyim is kavod v'oinek. The karas l'Shabbos oinek l'kadosh Hashem mechubad. So when you have a concept of kavod Shabbos, what does that mean, l'maisa? How are you mechabed es ha-Shabbos? So the answer is, if the king is coming to town, then part of what you show in terms of your respect and honor for the king is that you sweep the street yourself. You sweep the street yourself. Why are you sweeping it yourself? You have 17 servants. You have all kinds of street sweepers at your behest, at your disposal. The Teretz says, because I want to show. It's a certain way, like by, in a certain sense, by demeaning yourself or by involving yourself, you show kavod. So memeila, this isn't a differential. This is the ikar yisoid of kavod, that I'm dafka, the one who's doing it. Because I'm choshuv, and because I am a Talmud Chacham, and because I am able to have many servants do it for me, and I do it myself, dotn lik the kavod. So it's not the same as a regular mitzvah by Yosim Mishlucha. And that's regular mitzvah by Yosim Mishlucha. It's not a mitzvah's covered. Whatever the mitzvah is, period of Arivya. So the halacha says that you should do it mitzvah yourself because it's better if you do mitzvahs yourself. That's the issue. So it's very shver that the Gemara Dafka brings that example for mitzvah by Yosim Mishlucha. And this problem is brought up by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and a number of other svarim. But that's not negeya to us right now. Talmud Chacham is mechuyev, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, to do himself at least one thing. And that's because there's no... So let me just go back to the point that I'm making. There's a sefer that speaks about Limud HaTorah and the mitzvah, which the Taras HaYega quotes. It's the safest called Keser Torah. One of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon wrote it. And let me read to you a little bit of that. He says, Mitzvah she'i efshe l'asas ha'idei acherim gam kein ein ato ben chayrin li batal mimeno. Avol l'chapes mitzvahs ulaniach talmud Torah, ein lucha mitzvah b'Torah chashuva mimena. To go looking for mitzvahs. V'afilu ha-mitzvah sh'adam oichel pereseyim b'olam hazeh v'keren kayemes l'olam haba. Of course, you know, v'elu hein. So keep it out of aim, mils chasodim, ashkames besim, tfilach, masasarachim, bikacholim, all of these other things. Talmud Torah keneged kulam, pirush. She'ein tzarech levatel min ha-Torah lechapis mitzvahs elu. Pilei ployim. He says you don't have to go looking for these mitzvahs if you're learning. Im loin is damnu yodoy if they're not at hand. V'lirdo fachareyem, Shema yim tzorchim oyach nosas kala oygmilus chasodim olechabit avoeim v'chein kulam ad kan l'shoinu. So it's very interesting. And he quotes a very fascinating Tosfos, which you may know. There's a Tosfos in Brachos daf lamed zayin amid beis. The Tosfos dibra maschul omar. He writes, kein hoya min hogoy shal Reb David mimitz, from Metz, you know, in Alsace-Lorraine. Levat, why? What did he do? B'mayim, l'labing b'mayim es pirurei hapas balayla. He used to take the small pieces of bread and he used to soak them in water in order that they should become very, very soggy and lose their turisa denama, their tsuras hapas. What was the whole point? That he got the same nourishment without having to make birkas hamazon. Yehata maisa. In other words, kedei la'ochlon b'shachar, he would prepare this at night and soak it overnight, so that when he ate it in the morning, he would not be required to bench, because it already lost its din pas, because the tzura was changed. So what did he benefit from it? That he won't have to say birkas hamazon. So what's that? Adarabba, you should want to make a birkas hamazon. Should look forward to making. He says, no. Kedei shelo yitztarech levatol talmudo yoser midai. It's an amazing thing. And in fact, I'll give you another example. The Vilna Gaon says the Paras HaShulchan, you know, at the end of the Vilna Gaon's life, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov served him, and then he went off to Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote a very important sefer on Hilchos Zeroyim, called Pa'as HaShulchan, and in that particular sefer he has an extraordinary hakdama which describes his travels and all of the miseries that he incurred and how glorious it is to be in Eretz Yisrael. Anybody that loves Eretz Yisrael must read this hakdama. It's so special. It's really special. But the point that I'm making is that in that hakdama, he talks about the Vilna Gaon. And one of the points he makes about the Vilna Gaon is that his father, the Vilna Gaon's father, commanded him that whatever chochmas he's going to learn, and you know the Goyen was a master in chochmas as well, the chochmas of his time, he should not learn practical medicine. Because if he learns practical medicine, then if something comes up, he will be mechuyev to stop his learning to attend to the person. A very, very fascinating thing. He says, Gozar olav aviv atzadik, shlo yilmad maisa refuas hasamim umalachtam, because he knows the melechas harefuah. So theoretical physics, he could learn. Mathematics, he could learn. But when it came to becoming a Hatzolah member, that he could not learn. Because otherwise it would take him away from his learning. I mean, it's a remarkable thing. The Maharam Mintz writes in a tshuva, Simon Membeis, a person was married, and he lost his wife. Now he's an older person. And Pasuk says, Babaikas Raz Zaracha, Bala Erev Al Tanach Yadachot, famous Gemara in Yivomis Daf Samach Beis, Hoyoloi Bonim Bialdusai, right? Yiloi Bonim Biziknusai, right? You should have children later on too. And Hoyoloi Talmidim Bialdusai, that's what the Gemara tells the whole story of Rabbi Akiva and the Talmidim that he lost between Pesach and Atzeres. You know, the 24,000 Talmidim. That's the same Sugya. So, in many who hold that it's a mitzvah kiyunis, so this is what the Maharam of Moshe Mintz writes. V'zela shoynei, afilu man dekiyem piri v'rivya, chayev likach isha, shenemar baboy kezra zaracha v'lerev al tanach yadecha. But then he adds, v'nire, the ein levatel talmud Torah b'shvil isha, especially if he was already mekayem piri v'rivya. So he was married, he lost his wife, and he has a chance to have more children with another wife, and he was already mekayim the mitzvah period of Rivia, then if it's going to shter his learning, he should not marry a second wife, as long, of course, as imhu barhochi de yochol liyos b'loy isha mitzad hirurei aveira. Naturally, if he needs a wife for these private inyonim, then obviously he has to get married. But if he can manage without it, then says the Maharam Mintz, the mitzvah of limud haTorah takes priority, and in his man that koshim is the noishav shel adam, he doesn't have the wherewithal to provide for her unless he goes out to work, and otherwise he would be able to sit and learn. He should rather sit and learn and not get married. It's the same idea. There's a mitzvah kiyumis, baboikas razarachav alerva tanach yodecha, marry again, have more children, afal pikein, if he was already mekayim the mitzvah preview of you, he should continue learning. Then he writes, the kolboy, in Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, there's a big question, why didn't all the Gedolei Yisrael of all the generations make it their supreme effort to move to Eretz Yisrael? So you know there are a number of standard answers. One of them is that it was too difficult and too dangerous. Number two is that there was a fear that they wouldn't properly be mekayim the mitzvahs, atliyas ba'aretz, and all the other things that are required of them, because they may not know the halachas well, and so on. But there's one reason that is given by the Kolboy. He says, Sha'alta, lama lo yholchu gedolei Yisrael l'sham, ashivcha, I will answer you. Deloi havi mevatel hu, v'hayu tzvichim lizbato milimudam, loshut acha mizoin oisam. He says it was not something that they could come upon easily to have parnosa. Eretz Yisrael was not a place where parnosa was easy, and they didn't come, with enough money to buy a Schneller apartment, you understand. So they had to go out to work. And because they had to have their parnosa, because of that, they weren't able to learn. That's why they stayed in Chutz La'aretz. And it's the quotes of Gemara in Erev in Memzayin Amid Beis, So, if he's already in Chutz La'aretz, if you're permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah, if your Rebbe leaves, you could follow him, then learning Torah in Chutz La'aretz is certainly not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Kolboy writes. Shulchan Aruch Harav, remember, Shulchan Aruch Harav has this major kuntris on Talmud Torah. So, in Perek Aleph Zayin, he writes, Legabi de Tircha, to provide for his son who's learning Torah. This is something that all of us are involved in. We work hard to provide that our children should be able to learn. So he writes, Hagam, shehi b'chlal mitzvahs asei, d'lumadetam oisam es b'neichem, mikol makoim ein achoiva. It's very fascinating. This is what he writes. Afilu ha'av adayin lo lomad Torah, v'tzarech lilmoid la'atzmai. Right? In other words, it's either or. Either he learns and he doesn't work, or doesn't work as much, but then his son won't be able to steig and learn because he's not going to be able to support both of them, himself and his son. So who comes first? That's the question. So in right? So he writes in Benoi Einoi Novo Numasku Yoisa Mimenu, Hare Limud La Atzmai Koidem Limud Benoi. There's a mitzvah limadatam oisam es b'neichem. So he says that the mitzvah limadatam oisam es b'neichem is a mitzvah kiyumis, and his learning comes first. Very, very interesting. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim Perek Yud Halacha Tezayin says, Hanoisin Mizoinos Libonov Vlivnoisov Hagedoilim She'enoi Chayo Bimizoinoseyem. He provides for his family even though he's not obligated to. Why? Kedei Lelamid HaZachorim Torah Ulahanig HaBonos B'derech Yeshara Harei Ze Bichlal Hatzdoka. It's a very, very fascinating thing. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that for that purpose he can use the money of Meiser, the Meiser Tzedakas that he has, because he's really not obligated any longer to take care of them as he is in little children. So may high time agami mevatali mudai kedei lelamid is benoi. Einoi mechuyev levatali mudai kedei litroyach lesapek tzorche limudai. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Taka, that anything that's bichlal mitzvah tzedakah, his learning comes first. Very, very fascinating. Now, what about Baravam Hadras Melech? Baravam Hadras Melech. You have an opportunity to be meisif to the Baravam of whatever mitzvah is happening, but the mitzvah is going to happen anyhow. It's just going to miss that Baravam of the participation of these Talmidei Chachamim. This is meisim b'chol yoyim, right? So the question is, do you or do you not? So he has a whole section over here. I'm going to read you just a couple of lines from it. Gemara says in Brachos Daf Nun Gimel Lamed Aleph, Tanur Rabbanan, Hayu Yoshrim Bebeis HaMedrash Ve'iviyu Oil Lifneihem. Very famous machloikas, right? Beis Shammai Oimim Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mevarech La'atzmai. Ubeis Hillel Oimim Echad Mevarech L'Kulam. Why? Why is Echad Mevarech L'Kulam? Because then is Barav Am Hadras Melech. Because Echad Mevarech L'Kulam. So you see, the Barav Am manifest. If each one makes for himself, then everybody's making Shabbos Fazich. In this particular case, Havdolah Fazich. But in any case, Bishlamba Beis Hillel Mefarish Taima, Le Beis Shammai Mai Taima. So the Gemara says, Kosavri Mishum Bitul Beis HaMedrash. Because if everybody does it, so whenever he has a chance, he'll chaparayin between sugyas, between taisvasin. But if you have to give a clap and everybody has to stop whatever they're learning, there's going to be a bitul beis hamedrash. So Beis Shammai says, Barav Am does not trump the inyan of limud ha-taira that each one would otherwise be mevatel. V'chein kosav ha-shulchan aruch reish ches tzadik, right? They don't want to say Reish Tzadik Ches because it's Ritzicha, Retzach. So they switch the letters. It's Reish Ches Tzadik, Sif Yudalit. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'afgab desrichim kulam lishtoik l'shmaya b'chosoy v'havi vikul beis hamedrash. V'im kein hoya toiv yoyser she yivorech kol echad la'atzmai. L'maisa we paskin like whom? Like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel? We paskin like Beis Hillel. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Vaistois, that even though there is going to be a Bitul Beis HaMedrash, because they'll all have to stop and listen to that one person, wherever they're holding, they're going to have to stop, and that's Bitul Beis HaMedrash. Afal pi kein, it's odd if that one person should do it for everybody, because what wins over, according to Beis Hillel? Berav Am, Hadras Melech. So the Magen Avram asks, why is it different than tefillah that it's not right to be mevatel mishum barav am? You know, a person has a place where he can daven with a minyan. There is a just asara, or he could go to a place which has more. Right. In his beis medrash, he's going to have less people than in the beis haknesses. So should he go to the Beis HaKnesses or not? Right? So he says, in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it says, Im yochol lesef elov asara lebeisai. Mitzvah yoyser sheyispalel b'mokam medrashoi hakavu aloi bebeisai. Mi sheyivato limudoi v'yelech lebeis HaKnesses. Very interesting thing. He has an opportunity to go to the Beis HaKnesses. And there it's a much bigger oilam. And it's Baravam Hadras Melech. Nevertheless, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, how does he paskin? That if he can gather 10 people, a minyan, you have to have a minyan because otherwise it's not Tfilah B'Tzibur. But the Tfilah B'Tzibur is paramount. But if he doesn't have a problem with Tfilah B'Tzibur, just it's a much smaller oilam. He only has 10 people. He has the minimum. So even though in the other place it will be Baravam Hadras Melech, but it's going to require him that he should be mizbatel from his learning. So he should have a minyan where he learns and stop learning, daven, and go right back to his learning in the same place. So the Magen Avraham is the kasha, just a moment. You have a stira Because b'negeya, the davening, it says better he should daven in the Beis Medrash where he learns, even with a smaller oilam, and you don't say b'ravam hadras melech. So how come by the Havdalah with the light, they make a bracha, everyone gets together, and dafka there, you paskin like Beis Hillel, that you do say b'ravam hadras melech, even though it's going to lead to some bitul taira, right? And he answers, d'shani hocha she'enoi ela sha'a mu'etes. In other words, what he's saying is that Eino Chanami, Beis Hillel would have agreed that kol echad mevarech la'atzmai, and you don't say baravam, if the differential would have been substantial. In other words, Beis Shammai is so makbid not to waste a minute that just giving a patch on the shtender and everybody stops what they're doing is already a bitul taira. Beis Hillel holds it is a minor bitul taira, but Baravam Hadras Melech is a very big inyan. But what happens if they don't just stop? They have to leave the house, they have to go a couple of blocks or a mile down the road, and then it's a much slower davening maybe, whatever. So Fashteitzach is a much more substantial Bitul Torah. So the Magen Avraham says, for that you cannot be Mizbatel. Better that you should have the minyan in your Beis Medrash with a smaller oilam, because then you go from the learning to the davening, from the davening to the learning, and you don't have that big gap. So the nafkamina is how much you mizbatel. But the principle is there, that just because of Baravam Hadras Melech, you don't have a right. That's b'negeya, that nekuda. Now, there's another nekuda. There's so much in this sefer that we could spend a year, but I just wanted to go through a number of other nekudas here. Torah and Chesed. So you know very well that Avraham Avinu, those things which he did by himself, so the Klal Yisrael was rewarded subsequently that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for them by himself. So Vaistos, that there's an inyan to do these in Yonim, and it's obvious that in the time that he was taking care of his guests, these Bedouin Arabs that arrived, he could have been learning, so to speak, right? So the question is, is this something that's Efshel Lasis al Yedei Acherim or not? So I imagine that the basic Yesoid, everyone understands, that which is Efshel Lasis al Yedei Acherim includes things where it's much more appropriate that he should do it himself. So there's a section here from the Chafetz Chaim Avas Chesed, Chelek Gimel, Perek Ches in the footnote. Ravav Abaye Tavayu Mibes Eli Ka'osi. Abaye de Osek Betor Ubigmilas Chasodim, Chai Shitin Shnin. They both lived very short lives. It's amazing how much they accomplished. There's Kemat Nat 3 Amudim in a row that doesn't mention Abaye and Rava, Rava especially. But Gemara says, Rava was not Isaac in Gemilas Chasodim. He was only Isaac in Torah. He lived 40 years. This is Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches. So he writes, the Chafetz Chaim writes, V'yesh la'ayin, im lo yoya efshel lasis al yedei acherim, my time of the Rava. He says, I don't understand, says the Chafetz Chaim, just a moment. One had a predilection in the time that he was Isaac in Gemilas Chasodim. Was he Isaac in Torah? Most probably not. So that means that he made room for the Gemilas Chasodim, and he actually lived longer because of that, by 20 years. Because he lived 60 years, and Rava lived 40 years. And Rava only learned Torah. He wasn't Isaac in Gemilas Chasodim. So the kasha is, wait a minute, Gemilas Chasodim, a tremendous mitzvah. So Maman Avshach, if it's Efshel Lasis al Yedei Acherim, then Rava should have done it too. And if it's Efshel Lasis al Yedei Acherim, then why is Abaye busy with Gemilas Chasodim, Talmud Torah Kneged Kula? So he wants to know what's going on. Why was Abaye immersed in Gemilas Chasodim as well as Torah? And Rava decided he's only going to be learning Torah. What's the machloikus between them? Zokta Chafetz Chaim. He says, just to amplify the question, if it's Efsher Lassos, my time of the Abayi Dasek Mils Chasodim, they say in the Gemara, my cut and daf test, Mitzvah Shefsher Lassos Yechem, Ein Mevatlim Torah. So he writes, Vulai da Abaye, the Hoya Oz Mefusam Bedoiro Me'oid, Kivan Shehu Osak Begmilus Chesed, Bevadai, Hoya Moisif Inyonim Gedoilim Bemidas HaChesed. Ubilti Loihoya Nase Dovozet. Usvaras Rava Hoya de Enoi Muna Chiyuv Alo Odom, She is Chayiv Lasek Bedova, Kivan Shloibo Maisa Lefonov, Vechoshash Lebitu Taylor. It's very interesting. You know that Chazal tell us that the halacha is always like Rava, except in the six things, Yaal Kagam, correct? There the halacha is like Abaye. The Chofetz Chaim says he found another place where, at least in Shamayim, they said the halacha is like Abaye. How do you know that in Shamayim they said the halacha is like Abaye? That there's an Indian to do chesed also. It says, because you see that he lived 20 years longer because of that. And that's what the Gemara is explaining, why he lived longer. So what's the machloikas between Rava and Abaye? It's very interesting. The first thing that Chafetz Chaim says is, there are certain inyonim of tzedakah v'chesed that the person can do more if he does it himself than if somebody else does it in his place. Because he's going to accomplish more, it will be done better, or it will be done bechlal, because otherwise it may not be done at all. Then it becomes a gedder of e'ef shalasis on that level, al yedei acherim, so he has to do it himself. What was so special about Abaye's chesed? The answer is, says the Chofetz Chaim, Abaye was so famous and so prominent. He doesn't mean lafuke rava. He's saying that they were both like that, but he's saying Abaye was so prominent that everyone around him listened to him. His word was law. And if he said, let's collect tzedakah, then people gave. If another person would do it, they would hesitate. So to be able to get the chesed done, he had to do it himself. I mentioned many times in my shiurim, I don't know if I ever mentioned it in this very chashuv olam, but there was a certain yid that was very sick. And I went to visit him in the hospital. And he was in the intensive care. And when I walked in and they announced, the Rav is here, he jumped up, even though he was mamish on his last legs. And he pulled out every wire from the machines that he was connected to. And pandemonium ensued because all the machines started making a tremendous racket. And the doctors came running and the nurses came running. What's the matter? What happened? The answer is, the Rav is there. The Rav came. So if when a Rav comes, it's different than when a regular person comes. I had a number of times that somebody said to me, Rabbi, you called me, you don't know, you made my day. Now, some regular Chaim Yankel might not have made the person's day, but the Rav, very busy, very choshuv, very this, very that, there's a different Havana and a different Hasoga. That's the truth. So Memela, it's E.F. Shalasai's that level al yedei acherim. It's a dover poshut. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim, the Helik Chofetz Chaim says. You know, by the way, I just want to mention a very important nekuda. The Chofetz Chaim is brought down by his son, Leb Ayyaleib, in the Hanhagas of his father. He has a whole section where he describes the Hanhagas of his father. And one of the Hanhagas, he says, my father noticed, or I told my father, that I was busy in the community, that I was the Rav. I was busy, mamish, yoimim, valayla, taking care of all kinds of inyonim. You know, the gashmius and the ruchnius, all the inyon of the place was on his shoulders. And he thought that he would get a compliment from the Chofetz Chaim, how much he cares about people. Avas chesed, no? And the Chofetz Chaim says, not lichtik. He says, in the smallest town, you could have 50, 60 houses. You could be busy with these people for the rest of your life. What's going to be with your Torah learning? Very interesting. And in another place he brings down, that the Chofetz Chaim, of course, did a lot of chesed. But what was the Chofetz Chaim's chesed? That he wrote Sfarim and he disseminated Torah. So Memela, his chesed was that he was Marbitz Torah Barabim. Right? The Gemara says, Torah's chesed alushayna, it says in Eishes Chayil. What's Torah's chesed? What's a Torah with chesed and a Torah without chesed? What's pshat Torah's chesed? Gemara answers, Torah's chesed is lumad ulalamid. To teach others is a Torah's chesed. There's no greater Torah's chesed than the Mishnah Berurah, no greater Torah's chesed than the Sefer Chofetz Chaim and Shmir Saloshin. So he was busy with chesed yom v'layla, but it was Torah. And actually to spend time himself doing chesedim, so he says that no, he was too busy learning, he was too busy doing the other kind of chesed. So really, it really is a big question. What did Rava think, says the Chofetz Chaim? And we don't paskin vaistais min hashamayim. It sounds like they were maskim to Abaye because he lived 20 years longer. Rava said that increment, right, might be relevant if the mitzvah was upon me. They brought me the mitzvah and I have to do it. So then I could perhaps say, well, nobody else can do it. But to go look for the mitzvah, in other words, to imagine they won't be able to do it without me and I should go ahead and try to find the mitzvah to do, which I can do better than anybody else. He says that he's not mechuyev. Chafetz Chaim says, no. It's mashma that they were maskim to Abaye because he lived 20 years longer. So as I said, it's almost like the there is one more halacha where we paskin like Abaye besides the Al Kagam. In the mitzvahs of Hachnasas Kala and Avoyas HaMeis and all of these other things. Right? So when it's Efshel Asas Al Yedei Acherim. Now the question is, if it's Efshel Asas Al Yedei Acherim, what does that mean? Because there are certain things that your presence might be important, like we just said before with Abaye, and there's certain things that the more people, the greater the cover to the nifter. So maybe that's also a chelik of the Achnosis Orim. It's like a kind of Merov HaMadras Melech idea. So again, it depends on his the amount of time that he loses. Now here he brings in one of the shtiklach from the Marsha. Marsha Dav Samach Gimel Omer Aleph in Brachas Dibra Maschul Tamon. B'makom she'ein ish lasik b'tzorchei tzibur. He's explaining the expression in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, B'makom she'ein ish hishtadel liyos ish, right? So what does it mean? So he says, B'makom she'ein ish lasik b'tzorchei tzibur, hishtadel ato ba'atzmacha liyos ish oisik b'tzorchei tzibur. V'hi gufa ashmi'inon she'ya odom oisik b'tzorchei tzibur, that he should be oisik. Gamshu kitzas bitul limudai ad kan lishayna. You know, the Beis Yosef had a magid. It was like a malach, a koyach that spoke to him. And he writes all the things that the malach told him. So in the magid meishorim, the magid tells the Beis Yosef, v'loi titztayer al da'ato metapil b'tzorchei tzibur, v'al yedei kach ato mizbatel mi'isko m'doiraisa, because of your Isaac b'tzorchei tzibur, your mizbatel from Torah learning, he says you should do both. The It's very interesting. Just like a person has different begodim, and you can't say, well, he's already wearing pants, so he doesn't need a shirt, etc. So he says there are three things that you should be busy with. One of them is Torah, Enochanami, but Tefillah is also important, and Tzorchei Tzibur is also important. It's very, very interesting. So, but that's only if the Bitul is limited. But what happens if the Bitul is substantial? If he's going to be forced to be Mizbatel a great deal? So, there's a Makar for that too. Rav said to Rav Asi, he shouldn't live in the city of Reish Mosa Machasya. And the Rabbeinu Tam in Baba Basra says, because you yourself are going to be the Rosh, because your name is Rav Asi. In other words, you're very famous and you're prominent. So shaloi tizbatel machmas tzorchei tzibur. So therefore, the poskim write that if you are roi to learn Torah yoimim v'layla, by the way, the Netziv in the Hamikdavar writes that not everybody's the same. You know, a lot of times we have people who are chastised or, I don't know, they're looked down upon because they're not learning all the time. Not everybody can learn Yoimim V'Layla. Not everybody has the Zitzflesh. Not everybody has the personality. Some people have much greater curiosity than others. Then some people are much easier distracted. And then there's ADD and ADHD. I never knew the difference between the two, but it's also people who are can't concentrate, can't focus, or they're lebedic, they're jumping around. Not everybody. Learning is a very demanding agenda. It's very, very demanding, and especially demanding a tremendous consistency. You could have a good day in learning, but what does it matter? You have to have years of good learning. So not everybody is shaykh to that. And the Netziv says so very explicitly in Parsha Shlach. Very interesting. Tesvov mem aleph in Shlach. Ein hiluch avodas Hashem bismidus shel kol ben odom shovim. Ze oisik batoyrov amolo kol hayoim. Ze perish atzmei la'avoda avoda shebaleiv. Ze ligmilus chasodim. He also has those three categories. Interesting. And what? Everything is hakol l'shem shamayim. Vim bo odom lishoil. Listen to this. Im bo. You know why I say this? Who was the masmid of that century? The Netziv. The Netziv was a masmid of masmidim. I'll tell you a maisis shahoyo with his enikol Reb Chaim. Vim bo adam lishol eze derech yeshore sheyava loy, ubamel yeh zoyet fey, aminan loy hishasek b'mashe liboy nimshach acharov yoyser. Do you hear what he says? He doesn't say, no, Talmud Torah is k'neged kulam, you have to sit and learn no matter what. He says you have to know who you are and what you're capable of. The problem is sometimes a person really is capable of learning, but he's a little lazy. That's a different story. Being lazy is not a handicap. You can overcome laziness. But there's some people that have genuine handicaps, so they just don't have any predilections to it. They're just not inclined towards these things. It's a remarkable thing. But who's talking? The masmid of the door. There's a maisa shahoya that it was Sukkot time, and the Netziv got a certain esrog where the Reb Chaim, his enikel by marriage, was mefakpek in the kashrus of the esrog legabe the isur orla or something. One of the isurim, there was a whole discussion. So the Netziv told him, it's okay, I was ma'ayin in it, and it's not a problem. But afal pi kein, Reb Chaim managed to get himself a different esrog. That night, it was already Sukkos, Chol HaMoed, or maybe the first night of Sukkos, I don't know, but it was in Sukkos already. Somebody knocks on the door, 4 o'clock in the morning. Who is it? It's a message from the Netziv. Knocks on the door of Reb Chaim Brisker. Please, he wants to see you right away. Reb Chaim got hysterical. The Netziv was already an older man. And he gets a message 4 o'clock in the morning. Oy vey, what could be? He was ma'ir of the rest of his bnei bayis, and they came running to the Netziv. No, they expected the Netziv to be lying in bed when who else? The Netziv is sitting, fully dressed, in the sukkah. There's a big leichter there, and a pile of svarim till the roof, till the top of the sukkah. A gans a reim of svarim. And the Netziv says to him, I went through the sugya a whole night, and I'm going to tell you why I think it's not a problem to use that esrog. Reb Chaim answered him, wonderful. You know, he sent the rest of the chevra back home. He says, wonderful. But I didn't yet make birchas ha-Torah. He had just woken up. He didn't yet make Birchas HaTorah. So the Tziv was completely flustered, and he says, I cannot believe that an einikel of mine, it's already 4 o'clock in the morning and he hasn't yet made Birchas HaTorah. And the story goes that Reb Chaim got so tumult from that reaction that he ran for his life. So I don't know, I wasn't there. But it's an amazing story. The Hasmada of the Netziv was Nairav Ayim. And nevertheless, the Netziv says this incredible thing. You can't straitjacket people. You can't have people go in what's called a mitas zdoim, a Procrustean bed. You can't squeeze a person in and say, you have to be, you know, the same Model T Ford like everybody else, mass produced. There's no such thing. People have personalities, they have inclinations. Not only that, they have tchumas that they're born with, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be prepared for them so that they should be in certain inyonim. They should shtaig and be outstanding in certain inyonim. And not everybody is zoichet that he should be outstanding in learning and become, you know, a major Talmud Chacham. Not everybody. But anyhow, the point here is that until, and we have to stop now, the shiur is over, we lost some time. But I think that we should spend another 2 sessions on this topic, because there's such a complicated inyan. But what about mitzvahs that there are nuances? So the nuance that we were dealing with right now is the nuance of Baravam Hadras Melech, and the inyan that sometimes the chesed is better to be done by you and sometimes not. And then of course the question is, should you go looking for things? In other words, nobody knows about me. I mean, I'm not saying that about myself. I'm telling you a mushel. Nobody knows about me, but I happen to be phenomenal in dealing with yesaimim. I'm unbelievable in dealing with yesaimim. In my own personal experience, I'm not talking about myself. I'm saying there's a certain person like that, but nobody knows. They don't know. So meanwhile, he's sitting and learning yoyim of alayla. Very simple question, halacha lemaisa. Is he mechuyev to offer his services in a place where they don't know about him and they're not asking him? The minute they ask him, he's mechuyev to go. The question is, does he volunteer it? Because the alternative is to sit and learn Yom Avalon. This is the Shaila. It is brought down, and I'll finish with this for now, it's brought down from the Vilna Goyim, that the Goyim was busy marrying off Yesaimim and Almanas, and being doig for them and their various needs that they had. And the question, of course, so you know what somebody writes? He says, you can't bring a raya from the Vilna Goyim, because the Vilna Goyim's mind was such that he was able to learn while he was taking care of all of these inyonim. So it didn't take him away from his learning. We're talking about where these things take you away from learning, which is adif. And should you introduce yourself into a parsha if nobody knows about you? So I think that the way the Chofetz Chaim is describing in Avas Chesed, that shtickle that I read to you, this was the Machloikas Abaye and Rava. Rava also would have been capable to do incredible things. But Rava said, as long as you don't bother me, I'm not looking for it. So Bezat Hashem Yisbarach, we will continue with some of these in Yonim, the Neder Blishvua, next week.
Thank you very much, Rav Khan.
Yashikach.
Our apologies again about the technical difficulty before.